you got
cooking?
How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. This edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop, located at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Well, it's that time of year again. You know, when Daddy goes grocery shopping in the great outdoors. Yep, it's hunting season. Or hunting season, I guess. At least that's how everybody who actually goes hunting says it, hunting season. So that's how I'll say it too. And just as I am pumped up about football season, like I told you last weekend during our show about tailgating, I know there are lots of you who are double pumped about hunting season. Ha ha! Joke. See what I did there? Double pumped. Shotgun. Hunting. Okay, never mind. There are hunting enthusiasts who literally spend all year preparing for this weekend. And when it does finally arrive, they're up before dawn, like a morning show host on the radio. And believe you me, I know a little something about that. I've never really quite understood what makes birds get so amped up about 5 o'clock in the morning. But apparently that's the best time to find the birds, so all the hunters feel compelled to get up before the sun too. And take it from someone who got up at 3 a.m. every weekday for over 30 years. If you're going to get up at 3 a.m., there darn sure better be something waiting for you that's really worth getting up at 3 a.m. And for a lot of hunters out there, the prospect of grocery shopping in the great outdoors is apparently all the incentive they need. So it's opening weekend of hunting season. Bird hunting season, that is. Deer season doesn't really open until October 1st, I believe. But we're going to have hunting experts on the Outdoor Cooking Show today, and they're going to make sure we get all the dates right. And those same experts will not only advise us on the laws governing bird hunting, but also on the best techniques to use to bag your limit, but most importantly, how to cook the game afterward. Now, hunting is not exactly new territory for me, but it is what you might call uncharted territory for me. And by that I mean, I'm not a hunter. Now, I'm not morally opposed to hunting. I think everybody should be able to hunt if they want to. But I can honestly say that I have never hunted wild game a day in my life. That's not to say I don't know anything about it. I do know a little about hunting, but I've just never experienced it firsthand. Of course, I realize that's a lot like saying I know a little bit about skydiving, but I've never experienced it firsthand. So I'll admit to you right up front, I am a neophyte when it comes to hunting. Again, that's why I feel like I'm the perfect host for the Outdoor Cooking Show. I won't be afraid to ask the stupid questions that other people are too embarrassed to ask. And the hunting experts that we'll host on the show today will definitely be the stars of the show. Several friends of mine have invited me on hunting trips with them over the years, but hunting has just never appealed to me. Again, I'm not morally opposed to it. It just never appealed to me. In regard to that, I'm often reminded of a line I once heard about hunting. It goes like this. Here I am, hunkered down in ankle-deep water, waiting for the sun to come up and waiting for the ducks to come out. I'm hungry, I'm wet, and I'm cold. Boy, it just don't get no better than this. But I know that there are plenty of you out there who are looking at your radio right now and you're saying to me, and your point is? Because to you, That statement rings entirely true. It really don't get no better than that. You absolutely love the idea of getting up in the middle of the night to walk out to a blind or walk out to a stand and sit or crouch quietly ankle-deep water waiting for wild game to appear in your crosshairs. So I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I know, I can already hear you saying it. Yes, but Randy, I'm not laughing. So fair enough. It's a mystery, really, why I never developed a love for hunting, since the sport runs so deeply in my family. My dad was a prolific hunter, even as a child, but that was somewhat out of necessity. Dad grew up in the Great Depression, and the wild game that he and his brothers and my grandfather would shoot and kill on their farm or the land surrounding their farm, that meat was often the only meat they had to eat. To be clear, they ate everything they shot. And then later on, that skill, that hunting skill, served him very well in the Army during World War II when food supplies ran low. He was in the 7th Army with General George Patton. Africa, Sicily, Italy. I think that was about the time that Patton slapped those two soldiers and got relieved of his command. But Patton moved very quickly, and as a result, he would often outrun his supply lines. So my dad's ability to shoot a rabbit or shoot a squirrel or, when they were really lucky, shoot a deer was absolutely a blessing because they often outran the mess service in the field, so they had no food to eat. But when my dad returned from the war, he started a career in banking, and his hunting days were over forever. Now, my wife's father was more of a hunting enthusiast. My wife, Cindy, grew up in Louisiana, where the state's nickname is Sportsman's Paradise. And to be clear, the sport in Sportsman's Paradise was not and is not football. Not that they don't like the LSU Tigers and the New Orleans Saints. They do. My father-in-law loved them both. But my father-in-law also loved to hunt and fish. And he was a vocal advocate for Ducks Unlimited and other nonprofit groups like that that work so hard for the conservation of wetland habitats and for all manner of waterfowl, not to mention other wildlife and the people who hunt and fish in those areas. You know, it's always been a difficult pill to swallow for the extreme animal rights groups, the people that want to ban hunting altogether. It's a very difficult pill for them to swallow the fact that hunters and fishermen are some of the greatest supporters of wildlife protection. You know, those wild-eyed hunting haters, they just go all goofy-goofy at the thought that a hunter would actually donate money to preserve wildlife in order to hunt it down and kill it for sport. But the fact remains that outdoor sportsmen, and women, of course, are some of the most generous contributors to organizations that do everything in their power to see to it that wetlands and wildlife thrive. Ducks Unlimited works to restore grassland, replant forests, protect watersheds, expand conservation easements all over the country. So they and the other groups like them deserve a big pat on the back this weekend, a great big attaboy, opening weekend for hunting season. Their dedication and hard work are greatly appreciated. So here we go. It's hunting season. Dove and teal hunting season, anyway. And we're going to feature some hunting experts today to fill us in on the latest news and give us some good advice. But this is, after all, the outdoor cooking show, not the outdoor hunting show. So we're going to make sure we spend plenty of time talking about how to cook what we hunt for and, like my dad in his youth, eat what we shoot. Because in the final analysis, Whether it flies or runs on four legs, to a hunter, it's all just fast food. See what I did there? Fast to hunting, running, joke. Okay, never mind.
If your barbecue has gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000, or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Greek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Welcome back, our on-staff renaissance woman, if there ever was one. It's Susan Ebert. How you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great. There's that first little hint of fall in the air, and I know that everybody in Texas is getting ready for the opening of dove season, as are we here at our house.
Well, I call you a renaissance woman because you do so many outdoors things well, including rounding up chickens. Tell us that story.
Well, yes, actually, I was rounding up chickens earlier this morning, but I have a great helper because my border collie thinks that these six hens are the sheep she always wanted and never had. So she absolutely adores them. And when they meander off in the woods a little bit too far, I can just tell Chloe to go find her chickens, and she'll go find them and lie down next to them. And I think, you know, I've never seen a border collie out in the field as a quail dog, but I'm thinking she might have some potential there.
Susan has written a fabulous book for Texans who love to prepare locally grown, indigenous wild game. It's called The Field to Table Cookbook. It's a very unique cookbook. Explain the concept to us, Susan.
Well, the concept is what to hunt, what to fish, what to forage for, and what you should be growing in your garden by each month of the year. And although it is pretty much for our climate zone here in Central and South Texas, you can kind of rotate it throughout the year to fit any part of the country. Because the kind of game that I used in this cookbook, whether you're talking about white-tailed deer or quail or a largemouth bass or a redfish or a speckled trout, they're pretty much the same, or a flounder, they're pretty much the same species any place in the country. As are doves, which have a population this year approaching 300 million.
Woo.
So it's one of the most abundant and widely distributed game birds in the country. About 1 million dove hunters go afield each year. I'll be among those. But it's very humbling that the hunting season opens with doves because they're very fast flying. They don't fly in a straight line. They can juke and twist and that sort of thing. And you really get to see how rusty your shooting has become over the summer if you have not been practicing much. So I'm ready to be humbled.
And hunting season is now upon us. Tell us the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's timetable for dove and teal hunting. When do the seasons open in the various regions?
Well, the north and central zone, and there's a couple little zigzags in it, but the north zone is north of I-20. The central zone is north of I-10, pretty much. And so those seasons open September 1st. The south zone season opens September 23rd. And the reason for the difference in the dates are the biologists at Parks and Wildlife and with the feds want to make sure that the birds are done nesting. Often they'll nest several times during the summer, especially with the abundant rainfall that we've had recently. And they want to make sure that those young birds have fledged and are out before they open up a hunting season. So that's an exciting thing to look forward to. The teal season this year, we've got another outstanding year for teal. It's going to be a 16-day season, and that opens September 10th and runs through the 25th. It's also a humbling experience to have both dove and teal open the hunting season because teal are the smallest of the huntable ducks. The biologists say that they don't fly any faster than the big ducks, but it sure doesn't seem that way when you're trying to shoot at one because teal hunting can offer some really, really exciting shooting. So looking forward to both of those and getting ready to practice my nice, smooth shotgun swing.
Ooh, good for you. For those of us who have never been hunting before and would like to try it maybe for the first time, explain the licensing process.
And let's just talk about Texas because it's pretty much the same in any state. You must purchase a hunting license through Texas Parks and Wildlife. There are a number of outlets from you know, little convenience stores all the way to Academy and Bass Pro and Cabela's and those sorts of things. Or you can buy your license online through the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. There's a number of different licenses, whether you're going to be hunting upland birds and waterfowl. You need to purchase a duck stamp for that. And a number of different twists and turns in the regulations. Because I'm afield so often and love to hunt and fish, I just buy the whole super combo package that covers everything. And then I know that I'm good to go on any species that I care to target. But anyone who's interested in doing so should take a look at the regs on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and then choose the license that's most appropriate for you. There's also some terrific instruction. Steve Hall at Texas Parks and Wildlife was the chief of hunter safety, and he retired, but they were able to coax him out of retirement to come back, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful instructor. He has intro to hunting classes. You can, again, find those out. Find out about those on the Parks and Wildlife website. And then also a Becoming an Outdoor Woman course weekend that is just highly, highly popular. I think they have room for about 270-some ladies for this weekend. And every time they put one up, it sells out online within 2 hours. So there's obviously an unmet need there for people that want to get a field. Texas Parks and Wildlife also leases a bunch of private land for hunters. The opportunity to register for that has passed at this point, so people who have not registered for those public hunts kind of have to, you know, look around and find their own. And there's a lot of different sources for finding a good hunting lease, especially a day lease to dove hunt. And I've had actually great success on Craigslist, believe it or not, which you wouldn't really think of as a place to find a dove hunt, but that's been just a ticket for me here in more than one instance.
This is Susan Ebert, whose book, The Field to Table Cookbook, is available now. Now, this wouldn't be the outdoor cooking show without some outdoor cooking. So give us a couple of recipes for meals utilizing both dove and teal.
Well, we can hardly wait for both because trying to be responsible about our freezer management, we're pretty much out of game by the time the hunting season rolls around again. Dove are absolutely delicious. And while most people breast out their doves and take only the breast meat, a dove is so easy to pluck. The feathers just basically want to fall off, unlike a waterfowl where they're stuck in there pretty hard. But I like to pluck the entire dove and gut it and then either bake or pressure can them in a mole sauce. Now, the one in my cookbook is I had a big crop of blackberries several years ago, and I did a blackberry mole sauce and then pressure canned the doves in there, which is a technique that was used in the past to preserve meat, and a lot of people are still coming back to that today. But you're able, not in, like in a regular canner, but in a pressure canner, to preserve meat that way. That's the way they used to can turtles and ducks and other, wild animals, as well as pork and beef and those sorts of things.
That's Susan Ebert, whose book, The Field to Table Cookbook, is a seasonal month-to-month tip and recipe book for fishing, hunting, foraging, and gardening. Now, Susan, deer season is soon. We hope you'll come back and talk to us more then, okay?
I would love to.
Susan, the Outdoor Cooking Show's on-staff renaissance woman.
Thank you so much. Great to talk with you.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. The Outdoor Cooking Show will be back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame after this short break.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin always has produce fresh from the field. You can't get produce this fresh in stores. Froberg's has a spacious covered market, or you can pick your own produce if you prefer. It's summer, so Froberg's has vine-ripe tomatoes, huge bell peppers, tender young okra, purple hull peas in and out of the shell, and a whole lot more. Fruits, vegetables, jams, jellies, pickles, and a huge selection of dried beans and peas. And Froberg's Farm is famous for its pies, both traditional homemade or fried pies, with over 20 different flavors. Order in advance, and Froberg's can have as many as you need ready for pickup. And be sure you visit Greek Smokehouse right next door while you're there. Froberg's Farm, only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Froberg's Farm, farm fresh produce since 1936. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200 or NuStarInc.com.
Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video or a new website or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the daddy-o of the patio, Randy Hames.
Say hello to an old and dear friend of mine, Captain Wayne Venton. What's up, Captain?
Hey, how's it going, Randy?
It's going very well. Wayne and I worked together in my former radio life at another station in Houston under another name, Hudson and Harrigan. While he was the host of a long-tenured hunting and fishing show that aired very, very early in the morning. Wayne, the exact details have kind of blended together in my memory over the years. Did you guys take over from the Stevensons?
Yeah. what happened, you know, as you're well aware, you know, we lost Bobby and Pappy both in the same year in 2002.
Yep.
And we've been friends for many, many years. And I just kind of inherited the show. You know, I'd been, Pappy had retired, and Bobby was, he was in failing health. So I went up there and helped Bobby out and until he passed away. And then I kind of inherited the show, and then I carried it on for another 6 years.
And then you and I worked together on a hurricane. I remember that.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly right. Yeah, you and I and Fred. And old Rowdy Yates, he was even in that.
Yep, right. I don't remember which hurricane it was, but let's just hope we don't have another one.
I don't know. No, that was something. I think that was Katrina.
Was it? I just don't.
Yeah, that was Katrina. You know, we just got a glancing blow off of that one.
All the hurricanes kind of run together for me, Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
For many years, Wayne has been an expert hunting and fishing guide on the Upper Texas Gulf Coast. So Wayne is uniquely qualified to speak on the subject of dove and teal hunting season, which is why I asked him to appear on the Outdoor Cooking Show today. Wayne, you said you're going dove hunting soon? When and where?
Yeah, in fact, the season, you know, is already going on, and teal season is going on. You know, you get both seasons overlapping, and that's when it can be a lot of fun. Certain areas you go, you can teal hunt in the morning and then dove hunt in the afternoon.
Cool.
In fact, there's quite a few lodges, you know, up and down the coast and in South Texas that order packages like that. So it's this time of the year. This is the one that kicks off the hunting season, and then shortly after that we'll be into bow season for deer, and then right after that the firearm season for deer.
Now we'll talk about that on a later date. My idea of hunting is to eat venison sausage from Greek Smokehouse at Froberg's Farm in Alvin. So I have no knowledge of dove and teal hunting. You and I were talking off the air about some of the unwritten rules afield when you're hunting. If two guys are walking down the trail together, the guy on the right doesn't shoot to the left, the guy on the left doesn't shoot to the right. That's kind of what happened to Dick Cheney, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was quail hunting, and he violated one of the sacred rules of hunting. And that's one thing, Randy, you know, you can't stress the safety enough in the field, and especially out there when you get a bunch of novices out there, you know, you can spot them a mile away. We got a brand new shirt, brand new camo pants, brand new cap, brand new gun, and those are the ones you got to keep an eye on.
That would be me.
But you know, like I said, as long as you're scattered out and within, like I said, I like to be 7,500 yards away from everybody. And a lot of these ranches you got, if you go with an outfitter, he's going to place you in a spot. And that's one thing I stress. Listen to your guide or outfitter when you go out there.
Now, Wayne, there are basically three different hunting regions in the state of Texas. Which one of those three regions, north, central, or south, is traditionally the best one for dove and teal?
Well, it just depends. South Texas is always good, but there's quite a few good spots here, you know, that's open right now. The south zone is still not open yet. The north and central zone, they open September the 1st, and then teal season opens September the 10th. And then the South Zone dove hunting will open September the 23rd. And some of the best areas, we've got some great areas right here, not too far from the Houston area in the Central Zone. Around the Waller area is excellent, usually opening week. And then down on the coast, down around Winnie and Anahuac, always has good concentrations. Anywhere you've got good grain fields, that's what is going to attract these birds. You know, they're going to be coming in to feed.
Well, it sounds to me like, Wayne, the best tact, especially for novices like me, is to hire a good outfitter, someone like you, a professional guide.
Right. Yeah, because these guides and outfitters, they're out there scouting, Randy. They're out there well ahead of opening day, scouting out the different fields and trying to put a pattern together, you know, the flyway of these birds when they're feeding. Most of the time, you know, you're going to have feeding activity in the morning, and then they're going to lay up, and then with it being hot as it is, then they'll start, you'll have another afternoon feeding. So it's best, in my opinion, I recommend hiring a guide or an outfitter. And a lot of them, you know, they have packages at a lodge, and they'll have 2 or 3 day packages where meals and lodging is included.
That's cool. Now, as a seasoned professional, what's the most common mistake first-time hunters make?
well, the average hunter supposedly gets one bird and every 5 shots. But I've been on hunts out there where that's not necessarily the case. The biggest mistake I see novice hunters making is not leading the birds. A dove can fly very erratic and very fast, but when you're swinging your shotgun, start from behind the bird, swing ahead of the bird, and just keep swinging and shoot. One of the old-timers years ago taught me a trick, and this works out. If you'll go this, you'll kill a lot more birds, and it's butt, beak, boom. In other words, you start at his butt, swing through his beak, and shoot.
Okay, so let's say that the first-time hunter has been successful, and he wants to eat the game while he's still in the field. Give us a good recipe for either dove or teal or both in the hunting camp itself.
Well, one of the most common and well-known and easy-to-do recipes that most of the hunters do is they'll breast the birds out. You know, a dove doesn't have a whole lot of meat on except for the breast. So you take the breast out, clean the bird, you know, clean it up real good, and I like to inject them with Cajun butter. And then you take a piece of jalapeno with a little cream cheese and a piece of bacon and wrap this around the birds and put them on the pit for about an hour and a half at medium heat.
Wow.
And that's the quickest and easiest way.
Now, you say the pit, you don't cook over an unprotected flame?
No. We most all, it's like you can do it over an open fire. But or over an open grill, but it's just best to get that smoke flavor when you use a regular barbecue pit.
Right. Now, on the other hand, let's say that the hunter wants to take this game back home and prepare a meal there.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite recipe for cooking dove or teal in the kitchen?
Well, just about everybody, all of my recipes just about entail a barbecue pit, and everybody just about has a barbecue pit or a smoker. But this recipe will also work with teal as well. You know, teal is a little bit bigger than a dove, but this here is I'm going to tell you the marinade. I learned this many years ago, and you go to the store or Specs or wherever and buy you a gallon of the inexpensive Burgundy wine.
Ah.
Then take about a 6-ounce jar of soy sauce. I had a brain cramp there for me, soy sauce. Then about a 10-ounce jar of apricot or peach nectar.
Mm.
Mix all this together in a big pot, and then you can add black pepper to taste. You know, you don't have to add salt because of the soy sauce. But mix all this mixture up. Put your birds in there, your whole birds, your whole teal or doves. Let it marinate overnight. Take them out the next day. Have your fire on about medium heat. Put a hunk of onion and a hunk of apple inside the body cavity. Wrap them with bacon. Put them on the grill about an hour and a half at medium heat. And it's out of this world.
I bet it is. Wayne, let's hope there won't be any more hurricanes to worry about this year.
I hope not.
And best of luck out in the field this hunting season. I want to bring you back on the Outdoor Cooking Show in a few weeks to talk about deer season. Would that be okay?
Oh, be fine.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be back with more food and fun after this break.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about a buck a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for a buck. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about a buck a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about a buck a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200 or NuStarInc.com.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to TexasCellPhoneBoosters.com.
If you love the taste of homemade sausage, Greek Smokehouse at Froberg's Farm in Alvin is an old-fashioned smokehouse with good old-country service. Greek Smokehouse makes 10 different flavors of homemade sausage and smokes them for hours over burning pecan wood. No artificial smoke flavor at Greek's. You'll know that as soon as you walk in the door. Try the house favorite, jalapeno cheese, deer, and pork sausage, or Greek savory boudin, Italian, or summer sausage. The freezer is full of hand-cut ribeye and strip steaks, stuffed pork chops and chicken breasts, stuffed bell peppers, and even peppers stuffed with boudin. And Greek stock seasoning meats to add to your next batch of greens or beans. Nothing's better together than homemade sausage from Greek Smokehouse and fresh veggies from Froberg's Farm right next door. Only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Greek Smokehouse. Those boys know how to do it.
May the forks be with you. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Greek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the man who turns all the grills on, Randy Haynes.
Say hello to one of the most respected outfitters on the Upper Texas Gulf Coast, Captain Mickey Eastman. What's going on, Captain?
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm as well as can be expected. I'm sitting up and taking nourishment. I've always said the definition of a truly dedicated fishing guide is a fishing guide who spends his day off fishing. And that's exactly what you did recently, right, Captain?
Oh, yeah. You've got to stay on top of them. You know, you get a day off, no rest for the weary. You got to stay out there and stay with the fish. So that way when you have a party, you can put your people on fish. So
did you get your limit?
No, I did not. Fishing's tough right now. That's why I was fishing on my day off, is trying to get a pattern going. We're going through a transition right now, and it's a little bit slow. And you know, the live bait fishermen are catching, you know, quite a few, but us purist lure fishermen, we're struggling right now. But we go through this every year. It's no big deal.
So we'll talk about frying that fish a little later on in the segment. But this weekend is opening weekend for dove and teal hunting season. So let's talk about that. Mickey, are you scheduled to go dove and teal hunting anytime soon?
Yes, I sure am, and I can't wait to get some fresh teal breast. That's my favorite. I like dove, but teal is my favorite, no doubt.
So when and where are you going to go dove or teal hunting?
I'm gonna dove hunt. I'm going to go up to around Concan and hunt with Chris Crocker Outfitters up there. And then when I teal hunt, I'll teal hunt over here east of Houston in the Anahuac area with some friends over there that we all hunt together every year.
So I have admitted on more than one occasion on this show, I am not a hunter. So for people like me, neophytes, idiots, describe some of the techniques, the practices, the equipment that you use for hunting dove and teal.
Well, pretty much, you know, you got to have a good, reliable shotgun. That's always good. I've got several. You know, I've collected them over the years. I've hunted ever since I was a little boy, and I've always been into shotguns, and I kind of collect guns anyway. And I like to use a semi-automatic shotgun. Some guys use over and unders, you know, but I prefer, you know, the semi-automatic, especially in like a Browning humpback or something like that. It's a great gun. It's real reliable, and I've got one. I'll probably use it opening of dove season because I've just, you know, I've had it since I was, 10, 12 years old. It's real reliable, and I can't tell you how many thousands of rounds I've shot through it, and it's still works like a dream.
So do you sit in one place and wait for the birds to come to you, or do you go looking for them?
No, that kind of depends. You know, everybody gets out there bright and early at the crack of dawn, and usually the doves don't start flying until about 8 or 8:30 once the dew dries off the, you know, the grass and everything, and they'll go to the fields after they leave the roost. They roost in trees, and then they'll head to the rice fields or wheat or whatever you're hunting, sunflower fields, and they'll head for those, and then you just you got to find the flyway. If you've got enough birds, you can probably stand anywhere on the edge of a tree line or a fence line, is, you know, because doves like to fly patterns. You know, they'll use a certain fence line to fly down to go feed every day, and if you can get in that flyway, it's just, you know, it's real easy. It makes it easier on you, and a lot of guys like to bounce around. And they're like a dog chasing their tail. They just, every time they move from where they were at, the doves start flying over where they just left from. So it's better to stay put and just, you know, just wait on them. And you got to be patient. Now, if it's real good like this year is going to be, I mean, it's not going to matter. It's going to be a no-brainer. We've got more doves than we've ever had, and they extended the season, and the limits are real liberal, so nothing to it.
So the best thing a new hunter can probably do is to hire a guide like you. So where do people find hunting guides?
Well, you just you can find them on Facebook or you know, through the Chronicle or somebody like that, you know, guys that advertise for it. But word of mouth is probably the best, because if you get a guide that's been recommended to you, that's who you want to go with, because people have been with him and know his demeanor and everything. You know, there's several of them around here that, you know, that have been in the business for years and years, and they've got the best property, and that's where you want to go.
Now, I mentioned the infamous Dick Cheney bird hunting incident to an earlier guest on this show, and I recall a hunter at that time making a comment something like this: "Oh, heck, if you ain't been hit by a little bird shot at least once or twice, then you haven't really been bird hunting." Is that an exaggeration, Mickey?
Not really. You get sprayed a little bit. I mean, you know, with shotguns, they're extremely dangerous at short range. They can hurt a human being real bad. But say if I'm 50 yards from you and you swing to hit a bird, and I'll get your shot relief, you know, after you make the shot, I'll know it's coming, because I can tell by the blast it was coming my way. So I'll just duck my head down and I'll just let it rain around me. But, you know, we have had to pluck BBs out of guys' backs before and everything out in the field, and put a little beer or alcohol or whatever's available out there on it and said, "Hey, keep hunting, man. You're fine. You're going to live. You're not going to die."
Oh, my. Have you been shot, Mickey?
Oh, yeah. I've been sprayed several times. I got it good one time up hunting around Katy back in the day. A bunch of myself and a bunch of guide buddies went up there. We booked Larry Cahill, and he put us in the field, and some guys came in there that didn't know we were there, and we were down in this old dried-up reservoir shooting doves, and they were up on a levee, and I don't know, one guy was about 20 yards from me, and he didn't see me, and he swung to shoot a bird, and he peppered me pretty good. I had to go get a doctor to use tweezers and pluck those out of them. They were in there pretty good.
Ouch.
And it burned.
Yeah, I bet it does. I've asked this of other guests on the show today. Let's say a hunter wants to eat that game while he's still out in the field. Give us a good recipe for dove or teal.
My specialty. That's the best. That's why I love to hunt game, because, you know, that's the way I grew up. If you kill it, you got to eat it.
Yeah.
There's nothing like fresh game out of the field like that. Like for dove breast, I just breast them out. I don't pluck them the whole bird like you would a chicken or a duck or anything. And I'll just put my finger under the breast right there above its belly, and I'll just pull the breast up, and it'll just rip out, and you just peel the feathers and skin off of it. It's skinless. And then you got your complete little dove breast with a breastbone in it. And then I'll wash them all up real good. Then I'll marinate them before I get ready to prepare them. What I'll do is I'll put them in a container with beer, red wine, and a little bit of whole milk. You can leave them in there for a day or two if you want to, but I usually do it about 8 hours or so. And this will work whether you're frying them or you're going to grill them. You know, I'll season them thoroughly after I get them out and let them dry a little bit. And I'll use Cavender's Greek seasoning on them. And then I'll dip them in egg wash and then flour them. You can double dip if you want them a little thicker and more crustier. And in the grilling, I'll cut up my jalapeno slices. You know, I'll cut them small because they got to fit in that little cavity under the breast. And a little bit of fresh jalapeno, a little bit of fresh onion, yellow or white, either one. And then I'll wrap good hardwood smoked bacon around there and then just toothpick it to the breast. Just put a couple of toothpicks in there crossways and then grill them that way. And the thing with wild game, especially birds, upland game birds like that, people tend to overcook them. You want to undercook them just a little bit. You want your meat not bloody rare, but just a tad rare. It'll be a lot more tender, and you'll taste you'll get that good fluid taste from the game itself. And same way with teal breast. I do the teal breast the same way, except what I'll do is I'll breast them out. I'll use a small pocket knife and just breast them off the bone, both sides, and you'll get a little steak out of each one. And then I'll hammer them out when I tenderize them with a tenderizing hammer. Then I'll marinate them, and then I'll bring them out, and then I'll prepare them the same way for grilling or the same way for, you know, for frying also. And, man, that's my favorite right there are the teal breasts. They are excellent.
Boy, the time flies when you don't know what you're doing on the radio, and I've done that for years. And we've already run out of time, and we don't have time to talk about a good old-fashioned down-home fish fry.
Well, we'll just have to do that another time, Randy.
I'm all for it, yes. Our executive producer, Greg Berlocker, is going to take me out in the field, give me a 10-minute head start, and hunt me down for not getting your fish fry recipe.
Uh-oh.
To be honest, I think he just wants to steal your secrets, Mickey.
Oh, that's all right. He can have anything I have. That's no secret to me. It's not anything we can share with future outdoorsmen and outdoorsmen alike. We're good about that. We don't have any secrets. We want everybody to enjoy what we enjoy.
One of the most respected outfitters in the state of Texas, Captain Mickey Eastman on the Outdoor Cooking Show. How can folks get in contact with you, Mickey?
The best way to reach me, they can find me on Facebook, but the best way is to give me a call at 281-383-2032.
That's great, Mickey. Thanks for your time. Let's talk again real soon, okay?
All right, Randy.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on The Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?